Luke Barrett, a dramatic finish. Winning's great. Winning with the last minute goal, I'm sure, adds a wee bit of something special about it.
Aye, look, again, it's nice to win, and it was, you know, listen, it was always going to be a game that was going to be cagey and go down the stretch. They hadn't been, you know, they'd played and dominated games as well, and we felt that, you know, felt confident we could compete with them as well. So, look, we brought it right down to the end, and we were fortunate. I think, you know, to be fair, the boys spotted a bit of danger there. The keeper was a bit of bother, and we pounced on it. But it could have went either way. Look, there was chances either end, but we're delighted to come out on the right side.
5-2 up and in a good spot, going in 1 point in it at half time. Were you worried?
It wasn't more worried, more than disappointed, because I felt that we had, you know, after 15 minutes of the first half, we had got a couple of scores, we had left a couple of scores out there as well, and, you know, we were the architects of our downfall then, because we conceded two handy scores then, so we would be disappointed with that there. But look, we have a lot of confidence, these boys, that they know what they're about, and they're buying into the team ethos of everything as well, so we had preached that it was going to go right to the end, no matter what happened, and fair play, and they dug it out.
9-6, 9-7, it was, you know, home team had possession for quite a bit. He's got the freeze, he's kept hanging in there. But the grit in that performance has to be something that pleases you, I'm sure.
Aye, well, look, the big thing that we're preaching in training is about the team, and it's always about, you know, playing for the team in every situation and making the right decisions for the team. And, you know, to be fair, today I thought they did that in spades, you know, and they showed real courage towards the end as well, to just, you know, with a bit of reckless abandonment, go after it, and they did, you know. And I'm fierce proud of them, very, very proud of the efforts, because, you know, a lot of people would say it comes to a game and you win or lose, and particularly even Derry, like, you know, like people are saying we won today and Derry lost. Like, the work that these young fellas are putting in away from the pitch and the gym and the time commitment that they're given on every side is astronomical. I don't think people understand it, you know. So for that there, I'm delighted for the players as well.
So obviously a lot of discussion about the academy situation. I'm not going to go into that here, but I think this is the first group that came through it when it started, I believe, or close to it.
Yeah, look,
so the work has been done.
Yeah, these boys have done a good bit of work as well, and there's a couple under 16s as well there, 17s, and look, they're just a nice group of players as well, nice mix from last year. You know, they're bought into the whole ethos of developing as well, but I think every player has to do that now, and every team has to do that. And look, I'm just delighted for them as well, and these boys are the first ones through, so I'm delighted for them as well. And look, it's difficult times doing off football, so hopefully now this can be a wee boost for the teams around us as well, and hopefully all teams can have a good run of the championship and start them moving things forward, you know.
And finally, just on the championship, the minor championship tends to change format different times. You've something completely different now.
Yeah, look,
similar to the league.
Aye, it is, and I don't know how we feel about that yet. Like, we have 3 games in 10 days, you know, and like, that's a real tough ask to play. You know, you're playing Wednesday night, you're going to Newry on the Sunday, and then you're going the following week. You're playing Derry then, so like, that's going to be a really tough test, you know. But and then you get into the knockout side of things. So look, our first and foremost, our objective is to get into the knockout stages, and then we're going to deal with it from there, you know. But each game on its merit, and you know, we'll be preparing for Fermanagh now coming down.